Stephen McNary, let's move on from benefits this morning to the historic unionist pact that we saw between the DUP and the UUP. They're boasting that that's how they're describing it, an historic unionist pact. How do you feel about that pact, David?
Well, I think that, well, to me it's a sham pact. It's treating people like fools, which I know they're not. And I don't think anybody's going to fall for this DUP-UUP love-in in four constituencies, and then they'll have a dogfight elsewhere. But I do feel it's just desserts for the hypocrites and the Ulster Unionists. You may recall, and I recall, Fred Cobain delivering 22 MLAs on a plate to Tom Elliott, only to be told by Tom Elliott that he couldn't sell unity to the party. And then, of course, I was kicked out for talking to the DUP about agreed candidates. So where we are now with this deal, it's a desperate deal by them, and they're so desperate. When the score over the four seats is read out, it will be 2-0 for the DUP and 2-0 for Sinn Féin. So it really is some magnificent piece of negotiating.
But you weren't kicked out, you resigned.
No.
I thought you resigned.
No.
You were kicked out, were you?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. But is it not... Again, if I'm taking strange pills this morning, I'm getting this wrong. You tell me. But here you are here, suggesting that this is wrong of the DUP and the UUP to have a pact, and it's robbing the people. Was Paul Nuttall not over in Belfast yesterday and said that UKIP and the DUP could cooperate in Westminster?
Okay, well, first, I didn't say it was wrong, Stephen. I just said it was hypocritical, and I just said it's a sham. And
well, they would strongly dispute that it's hypocritical refute that. But what was Paul Nuttall doing talking about teaming up with the UKIP? Paul Nuttall from UKIP, your party colleague.
Yes.
Cooperating in Westminster with the DUP after the next election, is that not some type of pact?
Well, here is the point. Paul Nuttall and myself have talked to Peter Robison, talked to him not so long ago up in Stormont in his own room. But we talked about discussing matters after an election, when the people had decided who they wished to represent them, and not before. We talked about what could be done together after an election. There's no pact in that. There's no agreement. Just saying we might need to talk to each other.
Sounds quite pally between you and Peter Robinson, though. Have a wee chat about what deal you could carve up after the next election.
I've got to say, and it may sound strange for me, but in all my dealings with Peter Robison recently about talks and outcomes, etc., I found him to be totally honourable. I found him to do and deliver what he said.
So why not get into bed with him and do a pact then?
Well, because I'm UKIP, and because UKIP are a national party, and I think where I do take, and I heard Gregory on your television show with this great idea, you know, you've got to vote for us. We're the saviours of Northern Ireland and the whole of the United Kingdom, and don't vote for anybody else. Well, UKIP have 10 candidates, and we'll stand up for Ulster as good as anybody.
So what is UKIP going to do in the four Unionist Pact seats? Fermanagh South Tyrone, North Belfast, East Belfast, Newry and Armagh, what are you going to do?
In those four seats, Newry and Armagh, we haven't a candidate.
So you're not going to contest them?
I must say that I found that extraordinary, because it's not a unity candidate. As previously chosen.
No, but let's talk about your party, David McNary. Are you going to contest those four seats?
We're not contesting Fermanagh and South Tyrone. We're not contesting East Belfast, North Belfast, or...
Newry and Armagh.
Newry and Armagh.
So that's a pact.
Is it a pact?
Well, you're not contesting them.
Well...
Why are you not contesting them?
Well, let me give you as best a reason as I can. We looked at the situation there. We're pretty clear in terms of why we're in an election. We know our strengths and we know our weaknesses. We are part of a national party. We're obliged to fight in as many seats as possible, and we're doing that. And I'm very proud that we're fighting in over 50% of
the
seats.
Why are you not fighting in any of those seats?
And the reason that we're not fighting is we're looking toward, obviously, our objective, like any party, is to get a Westminster seat. And I want UKIP members, I want people to vote for UKIP to send MPs back to from Northern Ireland to join in with Nigel Farage and the rest of his
You're still not telling me why you're not fighting in any of those seats.
Well, I'm getting there. In terms of East Belfast, North Belfast, we actually believe when it comes to the Assembly seat, we'll get a seat there. We're very comfortable about that. We've done our work, our figures on that. On the other seats that we are running in, we're pretty clear that we need to find out our strength in those seats. We need to find out just exactly what UKIP's strength is in the 10 seats.
So you're frightened of putting yourself up for election in those four seats?
Pardon?
You're frightened to put yourself up for election in those four seats?
No, we're more than confident that we don't actually need, we really don't know, we're not taking anybody for granted, but our surveys tell us that we are going to do very well in those seats. Perhaps not for Fermanagh and South Tyrone, which is very, very difficult for everybody, but we're going to do well in the other seats because we're likely to get, we're most confident about getting an Assembly member returned there, as we are in other seats, as we are in particular.
Who are you supporting in those four seats?
Pardon?
Who are you supporting in those four seats?
Well, that's a matter for the people in those constituencies to support whoever they wish.
Really?
I'm sure they'll use their common sense. Really? I'm not getting into, you know, who you support and why you support.
You wouldn't tell people to vote unionist, no?
Pardon?
You wouldn't tell people to vote unionist?
Well, I am telling them to vote unionist, of course.
In those four seats?
Of course.
Who then?
Well, I'm telling them to make the choice in those four seats of a unionist candidate. It's quite clear. Let me say that if it boils down to the bit, and of course I get hammered now for sectarianism, sectarian divide, doing, you know, going along the tribal lines, etc. If I lived in North Belfast, would I vote for Gerry Kelly? No, I wouldn't. Would I vote for Albin McGuinness? No, I wouldn't. Would I vote for Nigel Dodd? Yes, I would. I don't live in North Belfast, but that's what I'd be doing.
So you think Nigel Dodd's a very strong candidate?
He actually is a good MP, and that counts a lot. And I do wish that we could be electing MPs on their abilities and what they're going to do for people. One day we'll get over. UKIP are completely non-sectarian, not interested in that sort of thing. We're colourblind as well as religious blind. And one day we'll get over it in Northern Ireland. We're all working to that day when, in fact, we'll vote for the party, we'll vote for the policy, and we won't just be voting to keep somebody out, which I think is unfortunate. But it's what I would have to do if I lived in North Belfast, because there's no point in voting for Gerry Kelly.
You would tell people to vote for Tom Elliott in Fermanagh?
Personally, I couldn't.
If you lived in Fermanagh, would you vote for Tom Elliott?
No, personally, I couldn't, and I'm being up front with you.
Why?
After what he did to me, I just couldn't. I couldn't give him a vote. That's an honest appraisal. He's not a unity candidate.
So you're saying to vote for a unionist candidate, except the one that you've got personal beef with?
Well, I'm answering your questions as directly as I can.
Sure, but even if it means
I don't have a vote, and I don't have a vote.
No, but even if it meant David McNary. That Sinn Féin would win the seat, you would still encourage people not to vote for Tom Elliott.
I didn't say that. Now I'm not encouraging anybody. You asked me, would I do it?
No, I know. So the question is, if it meant Sinn Féin would win the seat, would you rather people voted for Tom Elliott?
If the case was that Sinn Féin were going to win the seat, then of course Tom Elliott should get their vote. That's the situation. The situation in there is. They talk about a unity candidate. The other unionist parties weren't considered. We weren't consulted. There was a time that people were talking about in the unionist family, the wider unionist family, for a single unity candidate.
But you're against PACs. You don't believe in PACs.
Those discussions went out the window. And then the DUP and the UUP, they came together.
Okay.
And Tom Elliott's the candidate.
Okay.
I don't even think Arlene Foster's too happy with Tom Elliott being the candidate, so
well,
maybe I'm in the same camp as she is.
No, we don't know that.
So well, I think we do know it, eh?
Well, you're guessing, so I'm sure we need to establish that. David, thank you for your time today.
You're
Morning
very
to
welcome.
You.